Company, the original garage door company, serving you for over 90 years. Call 767-0028 or overheaddoorcocharleston.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open today's Fan Talk with Bobby Harton.
Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host, the king of sports himself. The only king who drinks his crown rather than wears it. The Betty White of sports radio. The myth, the legend himself, Mr. Bobby Harton. Let's start the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. It is Monday, July the 10th. We're almost halfway through July.
It's breezing right on through this month.
We really are. We really are. Fan Talk by Baker Roofing. He's been in business over 100 years, one of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the United States. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing, or you can check him out at bakerroofing.com. Hopefully everybody had a good weekend. Mine was kind of slow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my brother came in town. I was able to see my nieces. I had to work yesterday.
Well, I took the initiative Friday. You know, when I left here Friday, it was all kinds. It looked like it was gonna pour down rain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I went in, changed clothes. I said I'm gonna get as much of the yard done Friday as I possibly can, so I don't have to fool with it Saturday. And I did the entire yard. So I was ahead on Friday night.
So you didn't have to do anything Saturday, work-wise.
A few things, but not a whole lot.
Well, that's good.
So I had a pretty relaxing weekend. Luke and I attended Jim Downer's birthday party.
My brother was in town, and I was going to text you to see if you were going. And then my brother texted me, and he was like, "Oh, I'm here with the girls." Which I ain't seen them. I mean, one of them had a birthday. I hadn't seen them. So.
Right. Yeah, you always got an excuse. That's okay.
I don't have an excuse.
You're just butterfly.
I told Jim I planned on going. I just don't have Jim's number to call him.
Well, you could have called me, and I could have given it to you. But
I mean, I just...
We walked in. It was the Blues over in Mount Pleasant, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one off 41. And I walked in, and I knew Jim had some music. And I walk in, and the music is rather loud, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, this guy is terrible. And it was Downer over there singing. He had a guy playing music, but when we walked in, it was Downer singing, which is pretty scary.
Man, ain't karaoke. I could have tore it up.
So that was pretty much the highlight of my weekend right there.
Bam.
So, hope everybody's weekend was very good. I'm excited. It is Monday, and the maximum number of games in the NBA is down to 4. There cannot be any more NBA games but 4. That's what I'm excited about here on this Monday afternoon. We've got the Major League Baseball draft going on. We'll get you updated with that. Keep an eye on that and any names we may recognize. I can tell you they're in the fourth round right now. There have been some interesting developments, and we'll pass those on to you as the day goes on. Bobby Harrell's going to join us. His weekly visit coming up at 5:10. And I would say I know we didn't have a hurricane, but we had a nice little storm come through. And if you have any questions about your insurance after that, you can pass them on to Blake, and we will ask Bobby when he gets here.
Yeah, get him to me.
So there. So other than that, we are wide open, 843-721-9500. You can follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter, at FanTalk98.9, and tons of ways you can listen to us anywhere you go. You can go online to charlestonsportsradio.com. Just click on that Listen Live button. You can get us on Alexa and Google devices now. You can download the app on either App Store or Google Play. You can get your iPhone or your Android, whatever. We're good to go on both of those now. Just download ESPN Charleston, and you can take us anywhere you want to go, which I know you want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, who would?
Take us on vacation with you. That's the only way we're going to get out of here.
So 54 days until Clemson plays Georgia, 59 days until the NFL season opener. And we've got River Dogs tickets we're going to give away today as well. But again, wide open today, 843-721-9500. Kind of an interesting weekend. A really bad weekend if you're a Braves fan. Even though the Braves won 2 out of 3, the Braves also lost, you know, by far their best player and one of the best players in Major League Baseball, Ronald Acuña Jr.
Mm.
And he tore his ACL. He ain't coming back this year.
Nope.
So I don't know what the Braves' plans are to fill that gap. Maybe they try to pick somebody up at the trade deadline. But I don't know. But that was a tough injury to watch. Just going after a ball and landing on his knee wrong and went down and didn't come back up. And when you see, if you're a Braves fan and you see something like that, it's just a sickening feeling. I mean, the Braves, I mean, if you're a Braves, you know they've struggled all first half of the season. We're a little bit past the halfway point of the season, but it's been a struggle just to get to 500. They're still one game below 500. And to lose your best player, arguably the heart and soul of the team, it's just, Well, I mean, it's like, what else can happen to this team?
But I'll say that.
Their best pitcher hadn't thrown a pitch, and he's not going to. Now, arguably your best player is not going to play till next year sometime.
Yeah.
So, tough weekend. Tough weekend to be a Braves fan. We'll take a look at where we are in Major League Baseball here at the break. The All-Star game tomorrow in Rocky in Colorado. And we've got the Home Run Derby tonight. Home Run Derby.
Derby.
I'm old enough to remember the TV show Home Run Derby.
There was a TV show called
Home Run Derby? Oh, yeah. It was really, I mean, it had like Mickey Mantle going against Hank Aaron.
Oh, wow.
It was on some baseball field. Yeah, it was a old black and white show. Unless you taped that little color thing in front of your TV.
Then it was three colors.
But that's how old I am. I remember the Home Run Derby TV. They used to show those. That was some of ESPN's early programming, like during the daytime.
Yeah.
When ESPN started. Before they started having show after show after show filled with nothing but screaming hosts yelling at each other. That was one of the staples of early ESPN was showing the Home Run Derby, the old black and white Home Run Derbies. Man, you saw some of the you couldn't do that now. Players wouldn't do it. Unions probably wouldn't let them do it. I don't even know if these guys got paid. I'm sure they got a little something for doing that TV show. But it was pretty cool to see those guys. And it was pretty cool to watch it years later when they used to replay it. I don't know if Major League Baseball has the rights to that stuff or not now. But it was, trust me, for all you youngsters out there, it was a good show. A very good show. So hope everybody had a good weekend. Time to get ready. We got to work 5 days this week.
I know. What the
slave
crap?
Drivers.
What the crap?
Slave drivers. If you're a Gamecock fan, I remind you tomorrow, actually starting at midnight tonight, it is South Carolina's day on the SEC Network. And midnight tonight, it will start with the 2021 basketball game between the Gamecocks and Florida. Then at 2 a.m., you can watch one of the two games we won. Vanderbilt. Actually, this is Vanderbilt from 2020. Did we play Vanderbilt last year?
I think so.
I don't even remember. Well, sure, we did. I'm sure we did. Yeah. Then there's a special about George Rogers at 5 a.m., 6 a.m., softball, South Carolina, Auburn, 8 o'clock, volleyball, Florida and South Carolina, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, South Carolina and Arkansas and women's soccer, at noon, Kentucky and South Carolina, women's basketball, 2 o'clock, Florida, South Carolina and baseball, 5 o'clock tomorrow, they will replay the Garnet and Black spring game, 7 o'clock, SEC basketball tournament, women's tournament, Georgia and South Carolina, and then at 9 o'clock tomorrow night, Auburn and South Carolina.
How could you not remember us playing Vanderbilt last year? It's the one game we actually did well in.
Well, we beat Auburn.
41-7.
Oh, I'm just... Yeah, okay, 2020. Okay, I got it, yeah. So that'd be, in other words, both of our wins last year will be on our SEC takeover.
Yeah. Yes.
Relive the moments. Relive the glory of 2020 football season. Both Carolina wins.
Well, there was a glimmer of hope at the beginning of October.
Oh, gosh. I got confused on the date on there. So, but man. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll run down what happened over the weekend in sports. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Our final look at your ride in, and a few problems being reported downtown. There's a wreck Calhoun at Lockwood and a wreck meeting at Hudson. We still have reports of that accident. River Road at Black Ground. One lane is closed on River Road and seeing some heavy traffic there. Ashley Fosgate at Northside still clearing. As far as heavy traffic goes, the Marquardt eastbound is slow and go between the interstate and Clements Ferry. I-26 itself looking pretty good. Lights may be malfunctioning 78 at 17A. Be careful. Conover Law Firm wants to help. Car wreck, train wreck, and even wrongful deaths via auto accident. Contact the Conover Law Firm. Call 843-829-HERTZ. That's 843-829-4878. And remember, don't get run over. Call Conover. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit .com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny as we kick off another Low Country work week, a high around 87. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 76. Partly cloudy Tuesday with a thunderstorm around in the PM, high again around 87. Looking ahead, partly cloudy all week through the weekend with highs in the upper 80s. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety, the special hours, and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
ESPN 98.9 has made it easier than ever to listen to your favorite sports. Head to the Apple or Google Play Store and download the free listening app right now for access to all your favorite shows and Gamecock sports. Download the app, listen, and enjoy. This free app is just another way to stay connected to Charleston Sports Station. ESPN 98.9.
Powered by the Curry Law Firm. Real lawyers, real results. 843-767-5284. 843-767-5284.
You're ready to get out and get moving. And whether it's surfing, playing tennis, or hiking every path you can find, you're going to need some essential new gear. Essentials that are even more rewarding with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
The thing about the home and auto bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the home and auto bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words the home and auto bundle anymore to tell you that you could save big with a ring-tailed lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the home and auto with the shaman in the jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
She's boxy classy. Oh, sexy sassy. She's heavenly. A treat for the eye to see. She's real. She's oh, she's that. Got all.
Hey, everyone, welcome back to you. Fan Dog here on this Monday afternoon, 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Let's take a look at what the weekend was like. We'll start with the River Dogs. They were in Columbia, won 7-5 in 13 innings on Friday, lost 8-4 Saturday, won 7-1 on Sunday. They're now 40-18, 10 games up on the Fireflies, and they have the best record in the Low A East. So keep that up. We know that they will be having a playoff battery off this weekend. They actually have a match tonight in New Mexico, 9:30 tonight. And you can catch that on Sirius XM channel 157 if you want to listen to it on the radio. If you have Sirius, I guess.
What's that?
Your car doesn't have that?
No, because I listen to local all the time. Like everyone else should.
Hey, how about when you go out of town?
We got apps. I'll take you with me. Next question.
Well, I don't listen to myself because I do the show.
I've listened to
I have listened to the app when I'm like Phil or something. If I'm, you know, going to Columbia on a Friday or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I listen to classic country and all our other channels for music and stuff. I play it at my dad's house.
I was just, you know, letting the peeps know that if they want to watch their local soccer team, if they want to listen to it, they could tonight. Sirius XM, channel 157. Is that okay?
Kidding.
So that'll be at 9:30 tonight. Braves are at the Marlins, 1-5-0 Friday, 1-5-4 Saturday. Lost yesterday, 7-4. Braves now 44-45. Only four games back of the Mets at the All-Star break. But again, how do they overtake the Phillies, the Mets, without Ronald Acuna Jr.? That I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. NBA playoffs yesterday, Bucks beat the Suns 120-100. Suns still lead that series 2-1. Game 3 will be 9 o'clock Wednesday in Milwaukee. Did I mention that the most games in the NBA we have left is 4?
You mentioned it once or twice.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure.
20 minutes into the show.
Of course, Game 7 will go into next week. If that goes to Game 7, it is next Thursday. So let's drag this out a little bit longer, as long as we possibly can. Busy weekend in golf. How about Lucas Glover, the former Clemson Tiger, won the John Deere Classic. That was his first win since 2011. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Atoka. How about that? That's close enough, isn't it? NASA Atoka. Well, she won the Marathon Classic on the LPGA. Jim Furyk won the U.S. Senior Open. Corn Ferry, you've got the Tag Ridings, won the TPC Colorado Championship. Min Woo Lee won the Scottish Open. And Vinny Del Negro beat out John Smoltz to win the American Century Classic. So that's what happened this weekend in golf. NASCAR was in Atlanta. Actually, a truck race Friday night in Knoxville, Iowa. Austin Hill was your winner. Kyle Busch won the Xfinity race on Saturday. And his brother Kurt Busch won the Quaker State 400 yesterday in Atlanta. As Sparty won the women's championship out at Wimbledon, Novak Djokovic won the men's championship as well. Had some soccer this weekend. Italy beat England on penalty kicks to win the European championship. And Argentina beat Brazil 1-0 to win Copa America. So that is what your weekend looked like in the world of sports. There you go. Did you watch any of that?
What'd I tell you? My weekend was consumed of a 3-year-old and a 7-year-old, now 7. So my TV never left Disney Channel or PBS. The only thing I got to see when I paid attention was the back of my eyelids.
Sorry. You know, I guess I've got the Disney. I don't think I've ever watched the Disney Channel. Ever.
Missing some good movies.
I'm sure I've got it.
I watched a movie with them this weekend called Coco. And it's about
chocolate.
No, it's about a Mexican family. You know, they have like how they honor the dead. I can't remember what it's a Spanish name. Where, you know, the people who died, they honor them by putting a picture up and stuff like that. And this little kid was like forbidden to play music because the family didn't like music. We can't. I'm telling you, I was like into the first part. I was like, this is boring, great. But by the end of it, the kids are like, oh, he's singing for his grandma. Look at Uncle Blake. He's crying. I'm like, crap. That was a very touching movie, Bobby. Right next to Old Yeller.
Maybe you were crying?
I got emotional. If anybody's seen the movie, y'all know what I'm talking about. If you got kids out there, you've probably seen it.
All right.
It's a good movie.
It could be. I mean, I'm sure I get the Disney Channel. I just don't think I've ever watched it.
Well, yeah, we got Disney Plus app.
Unless Disney Channel put some sports on that bad boy.
They got all the sports movies. They got Mighty Ducks, all of them. They have, what's that soccer movie with that redhead kid? Sandlot's on there. They got a bunch of Rookie of the Year.
I don't consider those sports movies.
Why?
Like Angel in the Outfield. And
that was on there.
Yeah, and that's, to me,
Remember the Titans is on there.
Okay, that's a good sports movie.
I think Radio is on there. Because it's not just Disney. Because, you know, they have Home Alone and Sister Act and all that. And those aren't Disney movies either. But
I'll have to check and see. But I might not even get it.
If you do,
I know there's one group right there on my DirecTV where I've got a bunch of kids' channels.
Yeah.
That I'll really just scroll through real fast to try to find something.
Do you ever see Coco? Just stop. Give it a shot.
Yes, sir. I'll make sure I put that on my bucket list. All right, we need to take a break, and we'll be right back and listen to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Roadways are moving fairly well at this point in time. It is slow and go on the Mark Clark westbound from the bottom of the downhill bridge to I-26. Do watch for a little bit of heavy traffic as you try and travel out on Sam Rittenberg Boulevard as well. Folly at Teal Marsh out near the Harris Teeter in front of Treasure Island. We have reports of an accident on the interstate eastbound at College Park Road. Reports of a wreck too, but traffic's moving great in the area at this point in time. Baker and Brewer at 94 Stewart Street, downtown Charleston. The pizzeria and tap room are open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. for pickup, as well as indoor and outdoor dining. Enjoy the games outside and try the new seasonal Holy City Brews on tap. Check Facebook or bakerandbrewer.com for details. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union. Recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
This weather report brought to you by Exit Realty Low Country Group. making home buying simple. Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny as we kick off another Low Country work week, a high around 87. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 76. Partly cloudy Tuesday with a thunderstorm around in the PM, high again around 87. Looking ahead, partly cloudy all week through the weekend with highs in the upper 80s. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
The Exit Realty Low Country Group and their team of trusted advisors are staples in the real estate community of the Low Country and a champion of closing the gap in home ownership for those who didn't think they could own a home. Buying a home is still the American dream, and if you're serious about buying a home, you can own your own home. Let Exit Realty Low Country Group lead you through the process. Call today, 843-619-3005, or visit exitlowcountry.com. That's exitlowcountry.com.
Did you know your favorite landscape store, Wando Power, rents all kinds of equipment? From sod cutters to aerators, trenchers to stump grinders, commercial zero turn to handheld equipment, many ride-on skid steers and attachments, and coming soon, full-size skid steers and many excavators, online at WandoPower.com. Or come by Wando Power Equipment off Clements Ferry Road near 526 and see how renting is a fast and affordable way to get the job done right. Only at Wando Power Equipment.
If you're injured, you're entitled to more benefits than the insurance company wants to pay you. What you need is an experienced, proven lawyer to fight for those benefits for you. Don't bother calling the insurance company. Call David Ayler Law Offices at 843-744-4444.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Because there's only one you, Vuse Alto is the vape as unique as you are. With Vuse by You, you can make your unique mix with any of four colors, three flavors, three nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. So how will you do? You! Make Vuse Alto a vape that is yours, in store now. Discover more at Vuse.com. Vuse. Charge beyond. Vapor products. Underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted to age 21 and over tobacco consumers.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
All right, well, welcome back to you. Fan Talk here on this. Yes, it is. Fast and furious now because in the last maybe six, seven picks, there have been three Gamecocks drafted in the fifth round. Let me get you caught up to date. Pirates selected Louisville catcher Henry Davis, first pick of the draft. They did that yesterday. Vanderbilt pitcher Jack Leiter went second to the Rangers. Kumar Rocker didn't go to the 10th pick, but goes to the Mets. Mississippi State's Will Bednar, who really had a good College World Series. He was picked with the 14th pick by the San Francisco Giants. South Carolina commitment Cooper Kenny. He was drafted in the third round. He was drafted by the Tampa Bay Rays and with the number 34 pick. There are three football signees that are also eligible for the draft. Clemson's Will Taylor, as far as I know, he has not been drafted yet. Bubba Chandler was the first pick of the third round by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Also Penn State, Lonnie White Jr., expected to be drafted as well. He is committed to Penn State. Brett Carey, South Carolina pitcher, just went in the fifth round to the Angels. T.J. White went in the fifth round to the Nationals. He is out of Dorman High School. Pitcher Thomas Farr just went in the fifth round to the to the Cincinnati Reds. And as I scroll here, Brady Allen went in the fifth round to the Seattle Mariners. So that's Brady Allen, Red Carey, and Thomas Farr drafted off of South Carolina's roster. So we'll do our best to keep up with this and try to do this show, because you have to monitor a few things there. You know me, that's a little tough. I think the biggest surprise of the draft is Arkansas pitcher Kevin Copps, who was the Division I Player of the Year. He lasted until the third round, and he was picked up by the San Diego Padres. So I'm kind of surprised he went as late. And I don't know what the scouting reports on all these kids are. I just know how really good he was in college. And he was very, very good in college. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Well, I'd like to thank you for coming Saturday, but I got to clarify a few things with you. First of all, after you left, somebody comes up to me and says, I've been listening to Bobby Show for 25 years. I didn't know he had a daughter. I said, no, that was his wife. That's not funny.
And by the way, you invite everybody. You invite everybody to this party, and on the invitation it says music by Eric Church.
No, it doesn't say Eric Church. But by the way, I did so well, I've been offered to go to a couple coffee shops between 11:30 and 2:30 and sing with Eric Church, they said. You're invited to come if you bring Eric Church. And they got that from you. Somebody sent me a text. I said, wait a minute, it's Kevin Church, for crying out loud. So Bobby Hart started that crap on me, too. And then there were more Gamecocks there. Cliff, Jim Brantley. Cliff, in fact, saw you and used to cheerlead. That had to be a whole story in itself. When you dump those people on the ground instead of pushing them up, they'd fall on their knees. It was a good group, though, you must admit.
It was a good time.
Don't criticize my singing. That came from the heart. You just don't understand that. But they did play your song, I Touch Myself, your favorite karaoke song. You know, I had Kevin Church play that for you. Just thought I'd
Yeah, it was the social event of the year.
Yeah, yes, it was. I mean, look at that. Luke showed up. We had a good time. But the room was...
You know who didn't show up?
Glad we broke it up. It was all those Gamecock fans. Jesus, Louise. Everywhere I turned, I saw them. So that's why I had to yell out, Oi, Chio! You get a few fans interested in a real team, in a real conference, you know?
Right, right.
Oh, I should have gave Bobby a copy of your song to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have, but that's, I'm glad
Alabama.
You did.
Alabama.
No. Hey, no show. Blake, please, leave it alone. Give it a rest, fucking boy.
Well, I owe you a gift now, so maybe sometime during the show.
No,
we'll
you owe me a duet with me now when I go to the coffee shop.
I'm going to pass
You're
on
coming
that
with
party.
Me and Eric Church, okay?
What are we going to sing? Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah, there you go. You can be the Ebony. I'll be the Ivory.
Exactly.
Okay? And we can sing. See, this is a good song. Bobby Hart can sing, too, by the way. He sings solo, nobody can hear him, but he sings pretty good.
Right.
You know? Hey, it was a lot of fun. Baseball wise, we don't want to talk about the Cubs or the Braves. Why don't we have a week without that, okay? Just give it a rest. And the basketball game yesterday was ridiculous. I don't know what Milwaukee had in them, excuse me, all of a sudden, but they really came out and played some basketball last night.
Well, they were in a must-win situation right there. I mean, the Bucks had to win.
Yeah, but this is the time between now and football season that you get creative. Some of your off-the-wall ideas.
Right, look
and
out.
I'll be around. If you need me to come in the studio, I'll bring Eric Church and I'll get Blake. We'll do a little 3 hours of music by Jim Downer, okay?
I'm
available.
I'm going to be sick that day.
We need to get some help, though. You need to get a pickleball segment with Doug. He's the number one pickleball player. You got to meet him. He sat next to you. The number one pickleball player in the state of South Carolina. That's how celebrities were there. And legends like you and me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. It was great talking to you again.
All right. Thank you.
O-H-I-O.
He's going to keep messing around. We're going to have to whip that song out.
I got it ready.
but that was if you don't know, where a lot of you probably don't even know what we're talking about, Jim and Kathy had a joint birthday party on Saturday at Blues, and, you know, Luke and I went, but, you know, Blake didn't.
We got it. We got it, Bobby. Understood. They got it. Blake, I was not there. I was with my nieces.
Well, okay. We I think we're aware of that.
Just like, yeah. That's why you keep bringing it up, that I wasn't there.
Oh, this is a slow week in baseball. Trust me. No baseball until Friday. I think the Yankees and the Red Sox play Thursday. So that is when baseball will officially get back to work. We've got the Home Run Derby tonight, 8 o'clock on ESPN. You've got Shohei Ohtani going against Juan Soto of the Nationals. Royal Salvador Perez, he will go up against Pete Alonso. And then on the right side of the bracket, Rangers' Joey Gallo will go against the Rockies' Trevor Story. And the A's' Matt Olson will go against the Orioles' Trey Mancini. So, Shohei Ohtani, the number one seed in the Home Run Derby. So, I don't know if I'll watch it or not.
There you will.
I'm kind of over the Home Run Derby. I mean, I really am.
What was that?
I just am. I'm just kind of over it. You know what else I'm over that I watched this weekend? The ESPYs. I am old enough to remember when the ESPYs used to have funny host.
Yeah.
And whoever this clown was Saturday night, not funny at all. And I remember it was a celebration of sports.
Was it political?
Some of it, but it was not good.
Mm.
I watched about 30 minutes of it, and I was gone. I said, I've seen enough. And whoever the host is an actor. I think he does one of these Marvel. He's a Marvel character or something. If I'm not mistaken.
Anthony Mackie?
That might be it.
There it was.
What does he do? I'm just telling you, it wasn't funny at all.
I mean, he's been in a bunch of stuff.
I mean, but the best part about the ESPYs is usually the opening monologue. When he just rips everybody. When the host rips. I mean, it was just not funny. It was not funny at all.
Did he at least attempt it in his delivery?
Yeah,
was he did, awful?
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah. He had his attempt. He had bad jokes, and his delivery was bad.
I don't think we blame him. They have writers, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be on Wednesday night, All-Star Week, because there's no sports on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Nothing. We have no baseball. Well, I guess there's the NBA on Wednesday night. Maybe that's why they did it. But I don't even know how many people knew it was on Saturday night on ABC. But it was not a celebration of sports. And the guy was not funny. It was disappointing, to say the least.
I don't really remember him in much of anything funny anyway.
He was on a rooftop in New York, I think. That's and it was raining.
Well, that'll suck the fun out of the room, won't it?
So, I just didn't like it. The ESPYs used to be funny. They used to be, the ESPYs used to be like all shows. The Academy Awards, the Emmys, stuff like that used to be funny.
Yeah.
Especially the opening monologues and stuff like that used to be funny. And, of course, some people go political, and I don't know, understand why it just can't be about sports. And entertaining. And it was not entertaining. At all. So, to me it wasn't. You may have watched the ESPYs. You may have enjoyed it. I thought it was awful.
Well, they can't go too into it. It might hurt somebody's feelings. And that's... feelings aren't allowed to be hurt these days.
It could be. It could be. All right, we're coming up with another break. But really nothing else tonight. You got the Battery at New England. Or New Mexico. Make a left instead of a right.
Yeah.
There's a little difference between New England and New Mexico, right?
A little.
New Mexico United. And they will play at 9:30 tonight. Of course, the Home Run Derby tonight on ESPN. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Kitchen cabinets are here at Carolina Building Materials. The new line of Jarlin cabinetry just arrived, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Beautiful, high-quality cabinets that fit every lifestyle and budget. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
Right now, South Carolina residents can get free tuition for more than 70 programs at Trident Technical College. That's right, free. It's no gimmick and easy to qualify. Just apply to the college, choose an eligible major, complete the FAFSA, and register for a minimum of 6 credit hours. Free tuition programs are available in engineering, manufacturing, maintenance, and technical trades. Free tuition programs are also available in culinary, hospitality, health and human services, as well as information technology. Get the skills you need to be work ready. Whether you're just starting out or looking for a career change, this is the perfect opportunity to get a quality education without student debt. So what are you waiting for? Visit us online or in person to learn more about free tuition programs. We're here for you. Your success, your future, your college. Visit tridenttech.edu and enroll today.
It's the quarterback's duty to be a leader on and off the field. Now it's my duty here at Brown & Brown Insurance Group to lead each and every one of you in the right direction for your insurance needs. Hey, I'm Donnie McElveen, former Clemson quarterback and hometown boy from Somerville. Call me at Brown & Brown Insurance and I'll make sure you're ready for every situation. 843-572-4567. That's 572-4567.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering health care in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new super high-tech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time, you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices, all with a free 2-week trial available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need Get Upside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right, with the free Get Upside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with Get Upside just for buying gas.
I always use Get Upside. Some months I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code WORK for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code WORK for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WORK.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
This whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
The ESPYs were hosted
as can be.
All right, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. Let me correct myself. Brady Allen from South Carolina, he has been drafted in the fifth round by the Marlins. I read the logo wrong. I think I said the Mariners. He is going to the Marlins.
Well,
so, nothing I had seen yet on Will Taylor, the Clemson football signee, but we did say Bubba Chandler was the first pick of the third round. And if you go by what he's tweeting, looks like he is headed to Major League Baseball. But he doesn't have to make that decision until August 1st, I think it is. They got a little time to think of it.
Congrats.
Used to be coaches had to wait till those guys stepped into their first class. Like coaches would actually go to the classroom, open the door, and if they saw their player sitting there, they knew they had him for 3 years. But now you have to decide by August 1st now. So they kind of eliminated that foolishness.
I mean, that's a cool surprise.
I don't think you are a coach. You want to go opening doors and looking around and not seeing your player and something like that. So so that has changed in baseball, and that is a good thing. Some local notes, the ACC football kickoff next week in Charlotte. Clemson will be represented. Of course, Dabo Swinney will be there. Matt Bockhurst, offensive guard, will be there. James Skalski, the linebacker, and DJ Uiagalelei, quarterback. So I'm gonna have to work on that in August. Get that down to a science.
I knew how to pronounce
it. I was listening to sports on the radio all weekend long, and probably heard his name pronounced 8 different ways.
Yeah, I want to say I know how to pronounce. I mean, I've seen how to pronounce it.
And the kid that got hurt's got another crazy name too. So, we need Mike Smith's.
Uh-oh, wrong song.
Are you bored? You going somewhere?
No. Trying to show you how to pronounce the name.
Looking at how to pronounce the name of American football quarterback for the Clemson Tigers. How do you go about pronouncing his name? It's not obvious when you just look at the spelling, right? But it's pretty straightforward once you know.
Here we go.
DJ Uiagalelei.
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 Lelei. DJ Uiagalelei. Here are more videos on how to pronounce football players' names whose pronunciations aren't exactly, let's say, always very obvious.
Who is that guy?
Oh, it sounds like the guy from Star Trek. Now we don't forget it already.
Now you didn't mess me up.
Uiagalelei.
DJ, my man.
DJ Uiagalelei.
DJ, my man. Hey, we tell you all the time about Liars to Go. If you haven't signed up yet, you need to. Liars will come to your home or office. They'll pick you dry, clean it up, take it and clean it, bring it back to you. No more trips to the dry cleaners. And I always say the good thing about Liars is, especially if you do shirts, your shirts come back with all the buttons on it, which is not necessarily the case with a lot of dry cleaners. So just sign up for your free pickup, 843-377-6994. Mention you heard about it here on Fan Talk, and Lyle's will give you 20% off your next order. So Lyle's to Go, 843-377-6994. Our number is 843-721-9500 if you want to chime in on anything going on in the world of sports. Some other local notes: Clemson softball star Valerie Cagle, named the winner of the Frank Howard Award, which is presented each year for a Clemson student athlete, bringing honor to Clemson athletics. She is the first female athlete to win the award in 11 years. Charleston River Dogs and the Tampa Tarpons are tied for the best record in all of low A baseball. Both teams are 40-18. Of course, they're in first place in the low A East, is what they are in now. There's no more South Atlantic League. So they're in first place there. Best record there. And they are tied for the best record in all of low A baseball. So that's good. Good job by the old home team. because you got to root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame.
It's once.
One, two, three strikes, you're out.
Had the old ball game.
I want to know who the guy is.
We on Galele.
I want to know who the weirdo is talking.
I don't know. I didn't type him, what's your weirdo name? What is it? Okay.
Clemson football player, DJ Ugalele.
We on Galele. We on Galele.
Come on, you mean the guy plays for Clemson? Get us a redneck on there. Can we get a redneck? Google redneck pronunciation.
Hey, and right after that video.
I want to know how Larry the Cable Guy pronounces it.
I don't think you're going to have Larry the Cable Guy pronouncing
it. I want to know how Jeff Foxworthy pronounces it. I don't want to know who that guy is.
He's from the future.
Future what?
I don't know. We on Galele's.
Some more today. We'll take a look at baseball at the All-Star break.
Uh-oh.
What? You know, we had two big soccer finals this weekend. You had the Euro soccer, England Italy crushing England's, just stomping their heart on the concrete.
New Mexico.
And then you had Argentina beating Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to thinking, has there ever been a sporting event involving the United States that has crushed the fans like some of these soccer losses? I mean, these fans take these losses serious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they riot if they win. They riot if they lose.
Hockey. Hockey players do that stuff.
But has there ever been a team representing the United States that has lost, that has crushed the entire nation? I can't think of anything.
Mm.
Never in soccer, because our men's team sucks.
Mm. True that.
So they never got to a finals of any soccer World Cup or something like that where they would lose. I mean, your team loses the Super Bowl, the whole nation's not crushed. The fan base of that team is crushed.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, soccer
players? I mean, we've been in Olympic events. We've been favored in, and we have fell short. But has the entire nation been crushed? I'm looking at England right now. I mean, those people were just. I don't know if the crush is the only word I can think of it.
Well, I mean,
maybe they take I think they take soccer a little too serious. Maybe we don't take our sports serious. Well,
England,
I don't know if we take our sports as serious as soccer fans take it when their nation's playing.
You trying to tell me England's dramatic? Wait a minute, England's dramatic? Is that why they celebrate a woman who has no power at all? The Queen has no power, y'all.
I just don't know. Of any, and maybe I'm just not remembering one. I mean, the basketball team has lost in the Olympics. I mean, the whole nation, they weren't out in the streets destroying everything involved with the team.
No, we in America, we just do that for fun.
I mean, I just don't know. Has there ever been, because our women's soccer team, they have lost.
Yeah.
And, yeah, okay, everybody was disappointed. I mean, these British people, they were devastated.
Well, I mean, they probably weren't so happy that they watched the whole game drinking warm beer. That's another thing he's got to do with it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I drank warm beer for this.
Yeah. I got my stomach full of this slopping warm foam just to watch you lose.
I just don't know.
Where's the Queen?
Of a sporting event that involved a national team that crushes the fans like some of these nations get crushed when they lose a big soccer event. I really don't. I mean, if the U.S. ever, I mean, I guess if the U.S. ever made it to like a World Cup final and they lost.
We got to do a lot of
work. But I don't think we're giving death threats to the players, racist things to the players, you know, defacing murals and all that. So these people ain't going crazy after the loss yesterday. Soccer fans in Europe and South America are a different breed than what we have here in the United States. You know.
Who's that coach that always scratches his under his pants and smells it?
What?
You ain't seen that video?
No.
There's a coach that always, he's like, he always like digs in his nose and all that on camera. You ain't seen it.
American coach or a soccer coach?
Hell no, ain't no American coach. It's, I think it's one over there in South
America. I think it's Coach Nasty McNasty.
I think his name sounds a lot like that. Ukulele.
All right, we got to take a break. We got an hour in the books. If you can think, maybe I'm missing one. I don't know. Certainly the nation's had disappointing losses, but not nothing that's just like crushed the spirit of the entire nation because they lost. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Southern Lumber and Millwork cares about you, your home, and your happiness, and they team up with suppliers that feel the same way. Supplying Weyerhaeuser Truss joist beams for homeowners gives builders and homeowners peace of mind. Truss joist is engineered to resist warping that can lead to squeaky floors. Get Weyerhaeuser Truss joist from Southern Lumber and experience the Southern difference.
Southern Lumber and Millwork, your natural choice for quality.
Summertime is prime time at the Boonhall Farms Roadside Produce Stand. Healthy fruits and veggies straight off the farm to you. Whether picked daily from farm fields close by or from partners right up the road, it doesn't get any fresher. Tomatoes, watermelons, blueberries, squash, peppers, Max Pride's peaches, the list goes on. Open 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Check it all out at the Boonhall Farms Roadside Produce Stand, 2434 North Highway 17 in Mount Pleasant.
Are you held captive by high insurance rates?
State Farm, GEICO, USAA, and Allstate are captive insurance agencies and can only offer one quote.
Harrell Insurance is an independent agency.
I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell.
We represent over 40 top insurance companies, and when we shop your rate, you could save 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
If you're insured by a captive company, call Harrell Insurance at 843-766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
There's a new reality in business. Working from home, sharing information online, communicating online. Congratulations. You now have the needed skills to earn a degree online. Now is the time to increase your job opportunities with CSU's new 10-month MBA program in general management, healthcare management, or supply chain management. Dial #250 on your mobile. And when prompted, say Charleston Southern to receive more information. Your purpose, our mission.
Summer is back, and so is sipping, sizzling, and splashing. But sometimes you gotta beat the heat. That means more surfing, more streaming, and more shopping. You know, internet stuff. And Home Telecom has all the speed you need. Upgrade your internet to 300 megabits per second. Only $74.95 per month for a whole year. Get ready for summer. Upgrade your internet speed today. Live life ahead with Home Telecom.
Summertime is prime time for working on your lawn, garden, or field. And whether you love caring for your land or just want to get the work done, it's time to head to Sparrow and Kennedy. Right now, you got this. 0% for 60 months on John Deere 1 through 4 Series compact tractors. These powerful, versatile machines with quick connect features keep you moving from project to project with ease. Visit SparrowKennedy.com. Offer ends 8/30/2021. Financing subject to approved credit. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
What's going on, Charleston? Mike Werner from Electronic Merchant Systems. As we start to bounce back and return to the norm, let EMS help your business. By partnering with us, you can take advantage of things like same-day funding, free point-of-sale systems, QuickBooks integration, and no-fee programming. That's right, eliminate those card processing fees. These are just a few things offered by the best credit card processor in the Lowcountry. Same company, same name, Google us. Electronic Merchant Systems, and see for yourself why EMS is simply the best.
Have you missed working in the medical field? MUSC is now hiring registered nurses for a variety of units, such as in the emergency room, ICU, and medical surgical units. MUSC has many job opportunities and schedules to find your perfect fit. If you're the type of RN who rises to the occasion, apply and join the trusted team of healthcare professionals who find working at MUSC much more than a career, it's a calling. Apply today at musc.edu. /careers
WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.